Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Women Leading the Way Radio Show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today.
Hey, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Women Lead Radio, brought to you by Connected Women of Influence. I'm Michelle Berquist, your host today, and with me today, our fabulous leading lady is somebody I know and admire, and who is joining us. Our leading lady today is the founder of Gain Crowd Media, and I'm very happy to introduce Melissa Ladere, who is with Gain Crowd Media. So, Melissa, say hello to all of our listeners, and welcome to the show.
Hello, Michelle. Thank you for having me. I'm thrilled to be here.
I'm excited, too, because, you know, I mean, our whole topic today is going to be on video marketing is here to stay. And I have to say, just as kicking off our show, you know, one of the things, and for all of our listeners, we have a lot of women owners that are listening to the show. And so many of us as business owners, Melissa, you know, we're all struggling with how to come out all the time with this stuff called content, right? We've been told we need to be content creators, and video is so hot right now, but I'm really curious, you know, for you to kind of share and just really kick things off. I mean, how can video help us, you know, with the content needs that we're all looking to have those eyeballs on our side and create, you know, new information and new stuff so that we get picked up with the search engines and all of that under content creation? Tell us, please.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, video, as we all know, is one of the most powerful mediums that we have available to us today because it's so engaging and captivating. You get, you know, a little bit from all the senses. You get the audio and you get the visual and you get an opportunity to experience a little bit about the personality of the person that is on the screen, you know, and usually it's the CEO of the company or, you know, the people that are driving the direction of the company. So you get an opportunity to really get a good sense of what that company is all about through video. So video is a fantastic medium, but it's one of those ones where people get a little afraid of it. It's a little bit scary because there's so much involved with it. Video has come a long way, and it's gotten a lot easier to produce, but it doesn't mean that it doesn't take a lot of effort.
And I think that's where, I mean, because again, knowing you, and I want to give full disclosure, I mean, I just want to share with all of our listeners, this is me being absolutely, you know, I'm going to like go out there and go, this is what you have done for our association. I mean, the Sue Talks videos that you started us out with were phenomenal. I mean, I want our listening audience to be able to know that you created just some incredible videos for us, and we had no idea, you know, what could be done. I think that's where a lot of business owners are, is they're like, what should I do with video? I mean, how would a business owner start to be able to say, okay, I know video is awesome. I know it's hot. I know, you know, there's also the budget part, which we'll get to in a little bit. But if a business owner says they identify that video is for them, I mean, where could they start? Because like you said, there's so much they could do. What would be maybe some recommendations or suggestions you would have, you know, if you're thinking video might be for you? What are a couple of steps? Can you share those?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the things that I see people doing is they're very eager to get involved with video, and they're being encouraged by a lot of different people to just pick up their iPhone or whatever device they have and just start recording. And I think that that's a great idea, but the problem with that is that a lot of times we're not able to capture a sense of professionalism that we want to use for our business. And with branding being so important, there's kind of a fine line and a balance between how do I push out lots of content and how do I also have, you know, look and sound professional to the level where people are going to want to listen and want to stay tuned. Because when people are putting junk out, and there's lots of junk out there now because everybody's trying to produce video, people tend to just click away. So when you have things like bad audio or somebody who's stumbling around a script or isn't really making a cohesive point, or, you know, the picture's too dark or it's unflattering, then a lot of times, you know, you've got a very short window to capture someone's attention. And so I think if you're going to get involved with video marketing as part of your digital marketing plan, that you need to come at it with a strategy instead of just grabbing a phone and starting to, you know, talk selfie onto a phone, is actually start out with a strategy. And that really starts with doing a little bit of planning and trying to figure out what are your goals, what do you want to achieve with this, and where do you want it to go. So for some companies, I think it honestly, sometimes it's premature for some companies. It kind of depends on where you are in your video or on your digital plan. So, for instance, if you have a website and you're not doing any social media at all, and your website is, you know, 10 years old and you haven't put much effort into it, jumping in and starting to, you know, make videos probably isn't the best game plan. You know, maybe starting out with, let's do some branding and make sure that we've got a good logo, and let's, you know, make sure that the website's looking pretty good, and let's get our feet wet on social marketing and start going. But right. if you're coming from a space where you're pretty good, you know, you've got a good looking website and you're doing some social media and you're sending out some emails and, you know, doing some email marketing, and you want to go to the next level, then that's usually a good place to start bringing in some video marketing. And there's different
approaches.
Can I ask
a question there, Melissa?
Yeah.
You know, here's a question with that, because, you know, so many, I will tell you, one of the things, and I'm curious your viewpoint on this, is you hit somebody's website and you're looking around and you're kind of like, you know, trying to get an understanding of what the company's all about. And I am always really surprised when there is a website that there's not information about the leadership of the organization, you know. And to me, isn't mm-hmm. that a perfect place where maybe one video might be with the owner's philosophy or the story of the company or something like that, just to engage people into a company, you know, because that to me is a very simple way to kind of bring video that kind of lets you understand what the culture and the kind of philosophy of the company is. Is that a good way to start with video, do you think?
Right, absolutely, because, you know, you really have a very short window to engage people. And if you expect them to come to your website and start hunting around and trying to figure out who you are and what you're all about, and you make it a lot of work for them, then most likely they're not going to stay long, especially if your, you know, website isn't very user-friendly. But mm-hmm. if you've got a video, especially if you're hosting it on your landing page and you create what I like to call a My Story video, that shares the vision of the company, the purpose, the mission, and has the principles in the video, and they're talking about who they are and what they do and why they do it, what their passion is, then you can quickly, in less than 2 minutes, convert people into a looky-loo, into a fan of, hey, these people sound, you know, pretty cool, and I like what they're doing, and I can tell they're passionate about it. And all that can be conveyed very quickly in video versus trying to hunt around a website and figure out. So a kind of a My Story video is a really great place to start. But it's just a beginning. If you've got a budget and you want to take video marketing further, it's a great thing to do a short video on your most important products or services. So that when people click on, you know, your products page, or they get down to an area of, you know, services, they can quickly find out, you know, what services you provide and how they're going to benefit them, you know, really quickly. And again, it's just an opportunity for you to brand really well and show your expertise and professionalism in that video. So you want to make sure that you're doing a good job in creating great content, and it's not just, you know, some selfie that you did on your own.
And, you know, here's a question. So for our listeners, you know, that are women owners, you know, predominantly, like what, you know, what would you encourage them when you say a strategy? You know, how do you go about, you know, when you first are contacted as a videographer and a video strategist, we can, you know, I know that's kind of a great term, is how do you, what are some of the questions you ask a company or should they, our listeners, keep in mind that will tell you, hey, here's the right video for you. So I know strategy's there, but give us an idea of what the experience is like when you interact with a business. What do you ask them and take them through that helps you identify which video is right for them? Can you share some of that?
Sure, absolutely. One of the first things I like to do is find out where they are with their website. Do they have a good website, and are they doing any search engine optimization for that website? And are they targeting any keywords and phrases in their, you know, local or regional or more global communities that they're trying to get traffic for? If they are, then what we like to do is take those keywords that they're trying to rank for and do a little additional research. Make sure that there's really a possibility that they can get ranked for those keywords. And then create videos about those keywords that they want to get ranked for. And usually they're words that will help drive people down a sales funnel so that we're capturing the right type of audience that is really interested in our products and services and then being the solution for whatever problem somebody has out there surrounding your solution that you're providing. So that's the way we're able to really target and sort of use the optimization value with the video to drive traffic to the website and capture the right type of people that are searching for products and services.
That's awesome. And, you know, what's interesting, and I'd love your thoughts on this because, you know, so many owners I come across that will have conversation or something and, you know, especially more with, I don't know, businesses that want to be maybe out there publicly wise, they want to be a little more edgy and whatnot. And they'll talk about the whole idea of trying to create, quote unquote, the viral video, right? That gets all those millions of views. I mean, what is your thought on that? Is that even possible today with so much that's on video and on YouTube and all of it? I mean, what can a company or what should they, you know, what's your viewpoint on that to get a video to go viral? Is it still possible to do that, or is that not really the goal? I'm kind of curious on your viewpoint for, you know, our listeners on that. Can they go viral?
Yeah. You know, I don't think that should be the goal going in. It's certainly possible. You never know what's going to become popular or hit. Often comedy is one of those things, or, you know, shock and comedy are the things that tend to go viral. But that's really not very important. What's important is that you're providing information that people are searching for and that you're providing it in a way where people start to see you as an expert in your niche. And that could be something with a huge audience, or it could be something with a really small audience, and it could be a global audience, or it could be a micro audience in your neighborhood. So just because you are maybe a local dry cleaner doesn't mean that YouTube isn't a good space for you, because you can target for very specific locations on YouTube and get traffic. But you can also just become the expert in your niche. So starting out with the search engine optimization, where we're trying to figure out what people are searching for and then making videos about that, that helps us to become that expert in that niche, so that when somebody is searching for a given search term, we keep popping up. And it's a lot easier to get videos to show up on search engines higher than it is websites. Most everybody knows they need to optimize their websites, but a lot of people don't know they can optimize video in the same way.
Yeah, you opened my eyes to that. Oh, my gosh, in such a big way. My eyes were behind on my head. I was like, I didn't know you could do that, which was fascinating. But, you know, something I know that comes up a lot with owners, you know, when they're thinking about their video strategy or just their overall marketing strategy, how do you, you know, what would be some advice or some recommendations you would have is, you know, to a lot of business owners, they go, oh, video is so expensive, or I can't afford it, or, you know, how can you make it where it's reasonable and yet at the same time, it is a commitment, and a video is an investment, but it's never one and done, right? So what can a business owner do that maybe is a way to kind of work within a budget, but, you know, it's never free. And at the same time, you know, you want a polished professional game plan with the video marketing strategy. Give some thought to that, if you don't mind, with our listeners.
Yeah, absolutely. So two things. Video, if you don't have a big budget, I would suggest making one nice, clean video that is on your landing page that introduces you and explains who you are and what you do and what your company is all about. And that would be one where you could do a one-off video and sort of be done with it and end with there. But, you know, if you've got a larger marketing budget and you want to work with video because video is so popular and it's you know, getting so much attention, then there are ways to create content on a regular basis that won't completely break the bank. And one of the things that I do with my company is I help people to do a few things. Number one, set up a good-looking YouTube channel so that they've got a nice header and they've got, you know, everything in there that tells about their company and that it's set up so that it's going to be found in the right categories and that it's tagged properly and so forth, so that when people arrive, you look and sound professional. And then what I do is I make sure I do some branding for their videos themselves. So come up with a nice logo reveal so that they look really professional. Come put together some calls to action so at the end of the video, you're helping people to understand what the next steps are to get more involved with your company. So helping to drive them down that sales funnel a little bit. And what we can do is we can create these things that you can use over and over again. And like, you know, any marketing, over time you can update them and improve them and make them look a little bit snazzier and more glamorous. But if you have those pieces in place, then what you can do often is utilize the tools that you have available to you, like your iPhone, to capture some content that is on the fly and is just excitement about the moment. Hey, we just launched this new product and, you know, we're celebrating here at the office and here it is and we just got it out of the box or whatever it is that, you know, is happening that's exciting in your business and sharing that. And then, you know, doing a little bit of editing, and you can use really simple software these days like iMovie to do some real simple editing, or turn it over to somebody like Jane Crowd Media who can do that editing for you and attach those brandings and then give you something that, you know, is professional enough to share and doesn't look, you know, completely like, you know, you didn't give it any thought.
It looks ugly is what you're saying. When it looks icky and ugly, I love that. I'll say that. You don't have to say that. You know, but, and we, you know, again, our time goes so fast, but what, you know, from your experience and working with clients, what is the biggest hurdle that you find working with businesses and really incorporating kind of a long-term strategy with video? I mean, is it that they don't know what they want to do? Is it that it's budget? You know, kind of share what, you know, you kind of find as you go along doing what you do. What holds businesses back from really going, you know, crazy with video? Because I think it is so hot and so amazing as opposed to the written word that's on websites and online right now. I just think video is the way to go. And I'm a visual person. So to me, I'm like, I'm in it to win it. I love it. But a lot of business owners kind of struggle with it. They don't think they need it. And I think they're wrong. That's what I'm saying on the radio. You're wrong.
Well, I think there's a couple of things. You know, budget is definitely one of those things. And, you know, again, people want to look and sound professional, and so they want a good product, and they're afraid to start creating their own content and putting something out there that doesn't look great. But also it's about having the right strategy and making a regular time commitment to do it. So one of the things that I do in my business is, you know, people approach me and they say, oh, I just need one video for my website. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to come out. And what takes a lot of time and effort is, you know, bringing the right equipment and, you know, expensive equipment so that you sound really good and you look really good and having the expertise to have it set up right and so forth. But once we get everything set up, oftentimes I can capture a lot of content. The other day I was working with a client and we were able to capture 23 videos I got from one sitting of a couple of hours. And
wow.
So there are little pieces that are, she got four main videos that were under 2 minutes, but then she got another, 19 videos that were between 30 seconds and 90 seconds that we, it still was, a lot of effort. There's a lot of branding and stuff that goes on with it. But we've got these great videos now that she can share on a regular ongoing basis, and she can put them out, two or three a week and have the ability to start building a following and building a brand. And we all know that videos are getting the most clicks out of any kind of shares on social media and on the website. So, and on blogs. So when you've got that video content available and it looks professional and you're making a point, and especially if you've done some optimization work beforehand, so you know what your target audience is searching for, and you talk about those in quick little sound bites, then you can give out a lot of information to potential clients within your niche and start referring back to you as, oh, hey, what does this person have to say about this? Because I know they know what they're talking about. And you become the go-to. So even if they're not ready to buy from you now, they get stuck in the back of their head that, hey, when I do need this, this is where I'm going, because that person knows what they're talking about.
I'm curious with you. It's like those are great examples. I love that you have time and you do I call them little snippets, right? Those little videos. I know you have a technical term for it, but what can you kind of share, maybe without saying who the client was, or maybe you can, but what was one of your super fun, experiences in doing a video? I mean, do you have kind of one of those case studies where you go, here's the superstar thing to do with a company and what they should look at with video? Any thoughts, or can you share a little bit of detail in the most fun experience you've ever had a client video project with?
Well, I have to tell you that one of the reasons why I love video production so much is that I've always been an entrepreneur, and I was an entrepreneur major in college, and I've always had my own businesses, and I've always loved small business, and I especially love it because I love the passion that's behind the business. And when business owners get in front of a camera, they often can't help but to just exude their passion for whatever it is that they do. And a lot of people want to really prepare and they want to, write things down, and they get all nervous and upset about this thing. And what I try to do is really calm them down and get them in front of the camera, and we do it interview style. And what I try and do is just have a conversation with them and get them talking about what they do and what they know and what they love. And then that's what becomes really fun, because the passion of the person I'm interviewing really starts to come through, and they could talk for hours. I mean, any business owner could talk for hours on what they do and what their expertise is in their niche. And so it's usually not a matter of, it's a matter of getting the person feeling comfortable enough that they can open up in front of the camera and be relaxed and just share their passion. And that's where we usually get lots and lots of content, if I can get people to that state. And so oftentimes some of the people that do the best at it are people that are familiar with doing a little bit of public speaking, or maybe they're coaches or things like that, because they're easy to get going. I've had some of the shyest people in front of the camera, and, if you work with them, you can get them going and get some great content out of them.
That's an interesting process, because perfection is not what you're looking for. But do you find, how do you get business owners to kind of loosen up, or how do you get people to kind of, get out of that perfect mode for video so that they do loosen up? Is there a process to that, or what do you find is the best way to kind of get people to get more relaxed on the video?
Well, I have to say that, unfortunately, because of our society, we are the most self-critical people around. And when we see ourselves in video, oftentimes it's really challenging for us to look at it. And so that's one of the big fears when people show up to do some video production, is like, oh, I don't like the way I look, and I don't like the way I sound. And so as a professional videographer, that's part of my job, is to help you look and sound really, really great on camera, but also to help relax you. And I think when you're trying to do self-production and you've got so many things to think about, then it does become challenging. In fact, I'm behind on my own production because I find it hard to, even film myself. And, you know, even with all the equipment that I have. So when you've got a team there that can be supportive of you and help you look and sound good and help you just relax in front of the camera and get you talking, that really helps. So part of it is just, you know, having someone that can do some good interviewing with you and get you relaxed and talking. But then just, you know, have fun. People need to realize that you don't have to be perfect on video. In fact, what if you're your authentic self, that's where you're going to get the best content. And I love it when people laugh on camera, or they tell jokes, or they do something silly, or they say something silly, because it just shows their human side and that this is real and this is business and this is how it goes. And we're not perfect, but we love what we do and we want to share it with everybody.
I have to say you have a really good art for that because of what you've done for some of our videos. You know, and I know there's going to be questions on this, and we're almost out of time, but I have one final question for you. But before that, if people want to raise their hand and say, I'd like more information, or, you know, I want to talk to you, Melissa, about video marketing, how would you like to tell our listeners to get a hold of you?
Oh, absolutely. They can go to my website at gaincrowd.com, GAINCROWD.com, and they can browse around and check out lots of videos. And I have some training videos that are available, and you know, lots of content to play around with online. So I love to help people learn how they can use the equipment that they have to get more content out there, and then you know, if they want to use me to help make them look a little bit more professional and brand them, then I can do that as well.
Cool. And then, you know, my final question is just give us a little bit of your opinion and what you see, you know, as the future of video. I mean, I know it's hot right now and people are, you know, it's like, I mean, I'm going to date myself, but I remember like email marketing, right, when it was new and different and all that, and now everybody's doing it. But what do you see as the future? You know, and how critical is video to the success in business? I mean, I know it's critical, but what are some of the things you see as future opportunities with what's trending in video and video marketing?
Well, I think as far as, you know, all the noise out there, there's so many different ways you can market yourself online. And we all know that digital marketing is extremely powerful and that video right now is really hot. To find your niche, find out what you're comfortable in, whether it's, you know, email marketing or blogging or podcasts or video, and kind of focus on the one that you feel most comfortable in. Video, in my opinion, is not going anywhere. It's going to be stronger. And it's not just my opinion. There's a ton of statistics that support that video marketing is on the rise, and it's the direction that people are going. But what I would suggest is if you want to get involved in video marketing, that the earlier you do it, the better. Because what's happening is that our expectations are going up and up and up. So, and what I mean by that is that when people are looking at content, they're expecting it to be high quality because there is a lot of high quality content out there. And it's good to get in now while you still can get some attention with not perfect quality content, and compete with some of the people that are spending a ton of money on video content, and sort of establish your niche and your following now, because I think what will happen is over time, when you start just putting out, you know, mediocre content, you're just going to get, there's just going to be so much content to choose from that people will just click away.
Wow.
So I think
getting your feet wet early. Well, I see it too, and I also see that, you know, so much more. It's like, it's not the written word, it's the story you can tell in a video. Incredible, either well or not well, and that's where video can play such a great role. But I think, you know, you do fabulous work, and I want to say thank you to you, because we are like out of time, Melissa. Thank you for being our leading lady today.
Oh, you're so welcome.
You're amazing.
Thank you for having
me. And I want to thank, you're so welcome, and thanks for being on our show, and maybe we'll do more here because I know you've got so much more to share. To all of our listeners, I want to say thank you for listening, and you know we're here every Monday morning at 9 a.m., and we're here live on Fridays at 2 p.m., but next week our leading lady is going to be Lee Wolf-Sofer, and she's the CEO and founder of iClick in Technology. And our topic is going to be on linking resources with opportunity. So I know one of the things we love is interviewing female CEOs. So I just want to wish, again, all of our listeners to have a wonderful and fabulous weekend. And to those of you that listen, it's all about women supporting women. So please go out there and support another woman. And on that note, have a fabulous weekend.
Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where like-focused, business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.
Okay, you're done.